Hello and welcome. Today is January the 30th, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan, and I'll be assisting him today as usual. We hope to just bring you something that will inspire you to help you live your happiest, healthiest, and most fulfilled life today as Alex shares a secret spiritual law of nature. Before we get to that, though, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. We also like to open this program with this quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. That was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so Alex, today you're going to be talking about trained or gifted. Is that right?
That is correct. Thank you so much, Johanna. Thank you, everyone. Welcome. We know how tight your time is because ours is fairly tight as well. And so we want to honor you being here and every minute. And we've been doing this program for about 14 years now. We did it to do something that was totally free of cost that would do two things. Number one, give you a custom process to apply during the week for whatever's bothering you the most with no strings attached. And number two, to give you a little something to think about, a little something that challenges you in your week, and a little something to apply to make your week a little better, and maybe even every once in a while, your life a little better. We've never done the same program in 14 years. We've done a replay a few times when I've been out of the country, but we've never done the same program twice. So if we can do a better job, let us know. Check out the podcast that we started, I don't know, about a year or so ago. Johanna can tell you how to do that. And also at the end, feel free to check out our brand new whole life coaching and trilogy coaching that we just launched last night that we've been working on for about 3 years. And Johanna can tell you about that as well. But today's spiritual law, trained versus gifted. And I will just tell you right off the bat, I want gifted. Man, I've been around trained plumbers and gifted plumbers. And I want a gifted plumber who just has a feel for it that goes beyond training. And the trained plumber, you know, they know what they're taught in their training program and certification and licensing. Okay, if this happens, here's step one, step two, step three, step four. Well, the gifted guy had to go through that too. But the gifted guy, if it's something that falls outside of the bell curve, if it's something that is a little bit unusual, they will tend to figure it out, where the trained, they can only go by the instruction book. And the instruction book is one that is completely linear, usually by more left-brain analytical thinking type people. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, and maybe they are fine for 90% of things, but for that last 10% to get to the top of the mountain in whatever that issue is, I believe you need the gifted. I grew up in the Michael Jordan era of basketball, and there's a big debate today whether Michael Jordan or LeBron James was the best player of all time, or Wilt Chamberlain. No one's ever touched Wilt Chamberlain's scoring. In fact, Wilt Chamberlain used to say he got bored. He scored so easy. 100-point game, the only one in history. The top several scoring streaks in history were by Wilt Chamberlain, not by LeBron or Michael. But anyway, there have been, I think LeBron was gifted. I think Michael was gifted. I think Wilt Chamberlain was gifted. Now, Wilt Chamberlain wasn't any good on defense. That's probably why he's not considered. But the point is, why are they gifted? I mean, they're during all of these times, Wilt's time, who was way before Michael, Michael's time, who was way before LeBron, and then today LeBron, there are other athletes who are just as big. There are other athletes who are just as fast. There are other athletes who can jump just as high. There are other athletes who are good shooters, okay? So what's the difference? How come they didn't become the Michael Jordan of their time or the LeBron James of their time? Now, Wilt Chamberlain's a little different because he was so tall but moved like a guard. But how come those guys are the ones who were at the top? Well, I think even though others around them were gifted, they were not gifted to the degree that they were. And there's another aspect there too, and we've talked about that before. LeBron and Michael, when the game was on the line, the last possession, if you score, you're the hero. If you don't score, you're the GOAT. There's some guys that want the ball and some guys that freeze up at that all-important time. And everybody knows that. The commentators talk about it. The players know it. And they even know those guys. At those crucial times, they want the ball. Or at those crucial times, they don't really want the ball. And maybe they shoot and they don't even hit the rim, even though they're a great shooter. Okay? Well, there's several things that play into this. And I'm going to try to discuss all of them and then wrap it up very, very quickly, okay? But let me start with this. Probably 30 years ago, in USA Today and every major newspaper I saw, I would find an ad that if you sent in $25, it would tell you how to make $250 to $2,500 per month from home, working about 10 hours a week. Now, that sounded really good at that time, and I think that's why for years in every major paper I could find, you would find that same ad, okay? Well, you know what it was? Okay, I checked it out. You know what it was? You send in your $25, and they would send you back instructions on how to do it, how to make $250 to $2,500 a week or a month from home working 10 hours. And it was this: put ads in newspapers that for people to send you $25, you'll tell them how to make $250 to $2,500 a week or a month, working from home 10 hours a week. That was it, okay? And of course, once a few people did that, it didn't work anymore, okay? Because there were too many people doing it, and it was almost even sort of a pyramid scheme, okay, where only the very top people kind of make money. Well, today, fast forward about 25, 30, 35 years, and there's a new version of that in the self-help industry, and it's really interesting to me because today, all over the self-help industry, there's people who are charging $2,500 to $25,000 saying, we will teach you how to make more money than you're making now, working for yourself, working less hours, etc. And when you go to it, basically what they all say, and I know some of these guys personally, and several of them are multimillionaires from doing this, is they tell people, find and do what you're gifted in. Now, 95%+ of the people can't or don't do that, even though they pay the $2,500 to $25,000 to be told that. Most of them try, but they can't, all right? Even if they find what they're gifted at, they can't seem to do it. But the guy who charged you $2,500 to $25,000 is now a multimillionaire living in a big, huge house from telling you that, something you probably already knew in the first place, okay? So let me try to tell you why that doesn't work, how to make it work in your life for free. I'm not charging you a penny, and you can start today. Okay. There are multiple intelligences, and this is a big topic right now, and I think it's a very positive one. And so when you hear this, go to Google the next time you're Googling stuff and Google multiple intelligences and read a little bit about it, and there might be a list there of different intelligences, and there's dozens or even in some list hundreds of them. And the basic premise is everyone is gifted at something. When I grew up in the elementary school that I went to, one of the most influential people on me in my life in that whole time period, even all the way through high school, was a janitor in our elementary school. And one of the most kind, loving, positive, hardworking people I've ever known in my life, okay? Well, that person was gifted at being a janitor, but they were also able to take it to the next step of putting that gift into action for a happy, successful life. Now, you may be thinking, whoa, wait a minute. Being a janitor is a happy, successful life? It absolutely was for that person. I guarantee you, and let me tell you this too, because of a little bit of success from the healing codes in my books and what I've done, I've been able to work with a lot of very, very successful people, very wealthy people, name recognition people, that sort of thing, okay? And I will tell you with 100% certainty that 9 out of 10 of them, that's a ballpark guess, but it's pretty close, are famous, rich, successful, and miserable. 1 out of 10 is happy, successful, rich, and happy, and at peace. Okay? Typically, the difference is the 1 in 10 isn't doing it for the money. They're doing it because that's what they're gifted at, and it's what they love. And they're doing it out of love, not for money or anything else besides love, joy, peace, relationship, etc. And where I'm going with this is I've counseled a number of them at the end of their life when they know, okay, I'm about to check out of this world. And I promise you, every single one of them that was the 9 in 10 miserable would have traded places with a janitor in a second to go back and live what they were gifted at, but do it in love, joy, and peace for the right reasons rather than the way they did it and end up where they were, estranged from their family, rich, but without maybe the respect of people around them, really, and feeling like I really missed what was most important in my life, okay? So it doesn't matter what you're gifted at, whether you make a lot of money or a little money, whether you are famous or nobody's ever heard of you, or somewhere in between, none of that stuff matters. The only possible way for you to have your happiest, best life, in my opinion, and I'm not saying happy life, but happiest life, is to do what you're gifted at for the right reasons. And so my question today, are you doing that? Are you doing that in your life? Or are you doing something because it was easy? Or are you doing it because you felt like you could make more money than the thing that you really loved and were gifted at? Or any one of a whole bunch of other reasons. So, and if you're not, and if you're thinking, you know what? Boy, I'm doing okay, but something seems to be missing, or I just feel like there's another level of my life that I've not been able to get to yet, or hopefully not, but it is true for so many people, I'm miserable, and how do I change this? And some people are miserable making a ton of money. They're in a vicious cycle, and the money is the very reason why they don't feel like they can quit doing it and do what they're loved and gifted at. Okay, so do a little bit of research about multiple intelligence and gifting to see what resonates with you. What is something you might be gifted at, and then I would explore that. Okay, let's go to another step here. A lot of people who are gifted and who find their gifting are never able to do it successfully. The reason is usually one of two things: fear of success or fear of failure. Okay? Fear of success is basically, hey, if I do this thing and it actually works, I'm not sure I'm going to be okay. Because the things that are going to come with this success are going to cause me to have to change my life in ways that I'm not sure I can handle. And so you end up sabotaging yourself, either consciously or unconsciously, so that that can't happen and you never become successful. The other end of the spectrum is fear of failure, where it's very similar, really. If I do my best, if I find my gifting, do it with my whole heart, but do not feel like I've become successful doing it, or if other people don't feel like I'm successful doing it, I don't know that I could handle the rejection of failure, knowing I'd given it all I had and I still wasn't good enough. Okay? It would be better for me, if that applies to you, to not ever try my best, so that then I can at least tell other people, or maybe even just tell myself, you know, if I had really given it everything I had, I think I would have been successful. And that makes me feel better about me. So I'm not willing to risk giving it my all, not being able to do it, and taking that hit to my identity and worth. The problem is, living under either one of those, fear of success or fear of failure, will do exactly what you're most afraid of long term by keeping you away from living your gifting in love, joy, peace, and the best success for you, which is different for every person. So, but just saying that doesn't mean that you can get by fear of success or fear of failure. So that's where I would use Trilogy, memory engineering, pray a bunch, read up on the spiritual laws of nature that we talk about here every week, listen to some of the podcasts. We're starting to add transcripts to those podcasts to make it easier, to make sure that you're living the life that you know in your heart and in your conscience is right. Morally, it is best for you, and it is on the path to your best life. Okay. And by the way, once you're on that path, you can have total happiness almost just being on the path. It doesn't have to be 20 years until you get to the end destination. No. There's an incredible joy and peace just knowing I'm doing my gifting. I just feel it. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm doing it for the right reasons. And you feel that joy, you feel that peace, you're living in love as best you can in the present moment, etc. You can get that sometimes in 24 hours. You don't have to wait till the end result. Okay, so that's a huge perk for that. But maybe sort of diagnose, okay, is it for me? If I'm not doing my gifting, or I'm not doing my gifting for the right reason, is it more fear of success for me? Is it more fear of failure for me? And by the way, both of those boil down to the two major categories for every single person: insignificance and insecurity. Insignificance is about identity and worth. Insecurity is about safety, acceptance or rejection, etc. And both insignificance and insecurity are determined by love versus fear in your heart, unconscious mind, your ancestral, what's passed down to you from your ancestors, etc. Okay. I've told this story before, but it applies well here. I did about a year and a little bit of my master's degree. I did over 3 years full-time on campus doing my doctoral program, my PhD program. Then I did a year full-time internship. And at the end of that, I was sitting in the hall with a guy who had become a really good friend of mine. We met in our first class and took every class together after that. And he asked me, "Hey, Alex, who in our program, professors or students, would you trust with your children?" And I'd never thought about that before, and immediately I knew the answer, and it was only him. I mean, we had some professors that were some of the nuttiest people I'd ever seen, and it's true that a lot of people come to the helping profession, like counseling, medicine, things like that, who are really messed up and need lots of help. And we both saw that. And his answer was the same thing, that I was the only one he would trust with his kids in that entire program. And basically, I didn't learn how to do counseling from any of that. That was pretty much just memorizing facts and jumping through hoops. I learned it by doing it. And then eventually walked away to do what I do now because I felt like it doesn't help enough. It's basically just coping skills, not healing the source, okay? So what we've been doing here for the last 17 years is help people heal the source. Sorry about that. I've got a phone ringing. Let me see if I can get it off. Sorry about that. And doing that by healing the source of your fear of success, the source of your fear of failure, the source of your insignificance, the source of your insecurity, and the fear that is at the root of all of that, where you should have love. Okay, being trained in something is natural. Step one, do this. Step two, do this. Step three, do this. Gifted is supernatural. You didn't learn it. You just got it. You don't know how you got it, but you just got it. You know what to do. You know what to try. You figure it out, etc. So that is my challenge to you this week, at least to think about, is shift your life from trained or trying stuff just for money or just for other reasons to what am I gifted at? How can I do that in love, joy, and peace, prioritizing relationships, not money, even though everybody needs bread and milk and all that. We all understand that. But the paradox is when you do what you're gifted at and do it for love, joy, peace, relationships, not just money, fame, stuff like that, you typically make more money long-term than you would have, or you make more money along with being happy than you ever could have made any other way, even if you made a lot of money and, like so many people I've worked with, been miserable at the same time, which I don't call success. I call that failure. So I'll save you the $2,500 of so many self-help programs out there. What are you gifted at? Is that what you're doing? If not, why not? And if not, can you, even if it's real gradually so that it doesn't upset your life too much, start shifting into what you're gifted at and living in a place of love, joy, peace, prioritizing relationship above everything, and living that happiest, best life possible for you? You know, if you're not on your deathbed right now, I believe that is still possible for you, almost no matter where you are or what age you are in your life. It's amazing to me how so many people who are in their 60s, 70s, even 80s do this and tell me I'm happier than I've ever been in my life, happier than I ever imagined I would be. And, you know, I really thought I was too old, but I'm so glad I did it. And in a way, I feel like all my life was to get me to this point. And yeah, if I could go back, I'd do it earlier, but it doesn't matter. I found and am living my best, happiest life. Are you now? If not, do you have the courage to try? Think about it and use Trilogy, use memory engineering, use our tools, our coaches, the spiritual laws to help you get to that life, that best life for you. That's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thanks so much, Alex. Okay, so if you want to be able to listen to these again, they are recorded and they will be available to you on iTunes if you look up Whole Life Healing, Podbean, Google Play. That's where you can, and of course in our archive calls, if you go to thehealingcodes.com/home, you can log in if you're a member there and you'll find them all there. They're usually posted within 24 hours, so you can find them there as well. We're going to, and also Alex mentioned about the new offer for Trilogy Coaching. If you're interested in that, we've got a really special deal going on right now where you can get a Trilogy Coach to do some custom Trilogy processes with you. That would be at dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-coaching. And check that out. You'll see all the Trilogy coaches there who are whole life healing coaches. Now, that's if you want the Trilogy processes. We have a wonderful list of our certified healing codes practitioners still that you can find as well if you just go to dralexanderlloyd.com/coaching. But last night we had a special event where we introduced and launched a new Trilogy coaching with our whole life coaches. So check that out if you're interested. Okay, so we're going to switch gears and we're going to go ahead and open the lines for anyone. If you would like to have a custom Trilogy process, if you are aware of the Trilogy, we can get that for you if you've experienced that. By the way, if you have not yet, you can go to dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-training. And that's going to show, Alex has a video there where he will show you how to do the Trilogy, the general Trilogy. Okay, so this time is for those of you who would like a custom code to raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. It's going to raise your hand so we can get you a custom trilogy or a custom code, whatever you prefer. I will unmute your line as you raise your hand, and we'll be able to get that for you. You do need to know how to do it. So make sure you know how to do the trilogy if you are asking for a customized trilogy for you. Make sure you understand all the hand positions of the healing codes. Now, some of you know healing codes too, and you can just let me know that, and we'll incorporate that into your custom code as well. So let's see where we have. Just a moment here. Okay, our first caller is on the web, and I'm going to unmute your line. Your line is open. And who are we speaking with? I see a name, Beverly. Beverly, if you're on the web, your line is open.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Beverly, yes.
Okay. Actually, I got into the training a little late, so I didn't hear the whole training, you know, but I have been practicing the healing codes now for about a year, and I did listen to the trilogy coaching video, and I was interested in getting a custom trilogy, I guess that's what you called it, custom trilogy healing code. And my issue, well, I shouldn't say issue, but my target is to attract in my life a mate. And I want to have a positive experience, a happy experience with a male. And
okay.
So that's what my issue is, if you could call it an issue.
Yeah, well, what we want to do is when you imagine, imagine having that person in your life, and you want to paint that picture, you know, imagine that picture and everything. What that's going to be like for you and everything. Then recognize what negatives come up. What are the negative thoughts or feelings or beliefs that come up when you think of experiencing that? And those would be the blocks that would keep you from believing and being in the right place to, you know, to reach that desire.
Oh, okay. Well, I believe that I have cleared out most of my negative blocks, but right now I seem to be in a position where I try to imagine, but nothing's really coming up. And I don't know whether or not, you know, I used to be able to imagine things very vividly, and now that quality seems to be kind of fading, that I'm not able to imagine like I used to be able to. So I'm not sure where I am in the process.
Okay, so what we want to do then is address that, okay? That would be the first thing I would address, is what is blocking you from having clarity and the ability to engage your, we call it your image maker, your imagination. We want that to be clear because that's the language of your heart. And so that's going to help you, you know, to as you do the healing codes or the trilogy. Now, if you're not familiar with the trilogy process just yet, what I'd like to do is go ahead and give you a custom code that you could use in the trilogy process rather than giving you all the custom you know, tapping points and the rivers of energy, those rather than make that, you know, so complex right now, let's focus on getting you a custom code for this issue. And then whether you want to use it as a regular healing code or whether you want to plug it into the trilogy process, you would just replace the general code that Alex has in that trilogy video. Replace that with the one I'm going to give you, which is personal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do that. Let's keep it simple. You know, when people are starting to do Trilogy, we like to keep it simple so that you get into the groove of it first. And then okay. You could always come back on the call, and after you've done it for a while and you're more familiar with the three-minute processes, then we can get you a more customized one. But this will work really good for you, and it will alleviate any stress that, oh, am I doing it right, or what was that last position, and et cetera, et cetera. We'll keep it real simple. So you watch the video, and you copy the first minute and the third minute that Alex is doing in the video. But
right.
The second minute is this you're going to replace with the code I'm going to give you.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you know how to do the relationship issue finder? Have you ever done that before?
Yes. I did the relationship finder when I first started about a year ago.
Okay. So that would be a good thing to go ahead and start. Go ahead and do that again fresh. And when you're doing that, think about relationship issues. Think about, okay, how would I answer this in regards to, a relationship. You could do that or just answer it in general. Either way, what we like to suggest people is when people have someone in mind, a particular person, you can do this and even get more specificity. But if you don't have that person in mind yet, then let's do it on a general basis. Get your ratings, on the different categories. And I would use the code that I'm going to give you for the next 2 weeks, every day, at least twice a day, and use the Trilogy or just do the regular code.
Okay.
And address one category per day. So you would visit, like, unforgiveness and say, okay, regarding unforgiveness, I want to have clarity on where I'm going as far as pursuing a positive experience with a partner. Are there any unforgiveness issues that come up when I think about this? From my past, currently, or do I fear? And I feel I'm going to be angry at somebody in the future. So you want to kind of explore each category like that. And just do one category per day. Whatever you find, put that in your prayer or intention and do the Trilogy or the code for that. And we want to, our intention is to clear any blocks from stress memories that are creating this lack of clarity for you.
Okay,
so let's get it. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Pardon me?
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Right, okay. Say, the lack of clarity issue.
The lack of clarity issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, now are you familiar with the Healing Codes 2 positions, or are you more familiar with Healing Codes 1, or which would you prefer?
I am familiar with Healing Codes 1.
Okay, very good. Okay, so your first position is left-hand bridge, right-hand Adam's apple.
Wait a minute, left-hand... Bridge.
Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Right hand, Adam's apple. Oh,
Adam's
okay.
apple. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the second position is both hands, jaws.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to write this down. Wait a minute. Left hand,
yes.
bridge. Right. Okay, I'll put AA for Adam's apple. Okay, second mm-hmm. is?
Both hands, jaws.
Both hands, jaws. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The third position is both hands, temples.
Both hands, temples, okay.
And then your last position is left hand, bridge, right hand, Adam's apple. I'm sorry, left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, bridge. So it's the opposite of the first one.
Okay, let me write that down. Okay, it's the left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, bridge.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
And then you
want to
do this. Yeah, you want to do this for 6 to 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're using it in the Trilogy, you're going to use it only in 1 minute. You're going to just go through these positions in 1 minute.
Okay.
because the trilogy is only 3 minutes. I mean, if you want to do it longer, it's totally fine to do that with the trilogy. But the trilogy is really only 3 minutes. But some people like to do the healing code longer.
Yeah, because, you know, okay, now that's my, you know, I do the healing codes longer. And, you know, when he went through it for 3 minutes, it seemed like we were running through it. You know, so, you know, it seemed
If you want to do the healing code part of it longer, that's fine. Even if you want to do the other parts of the trilogy longer, that's totally fine, too. Do what you feel comfortable doing. That's what's going to work best for you.
Oh, okay. So I do those four positions, and then I say, I desire to...
No, you don't need to do that. That was only for me to be able to test to make sure we have a good connection heart to heart. You don't need to make those statements.
Okay. So I just go through those, through those four positions, knowing what I want, or focusing rather on what I want. And then
you're going to be doing, you're going to explore the categories. I would recommend you explore the categories, because that's going to give you some hints of what the blocks are that are keeping you from having that clarity.
Any memories
that come up in any of those categories as you explore. So you're going to have your relationship issue finder. You want to look at your scores. I would say look at the lowest scores first. Look at the description of the category and read that. Read it and ask yourself as you're reading it, okay, you know, what memories come up? What issues come up when I read the description of unforgiveness? What memories come up, or what thoughts come up when I read the description of love?
Okay.
That could possibly be contributing to this lack of clarity. And you may get a memory that shows up from childhood.
Yeah.
And if so, whatever shows up, be willing to embrace that and bring it in to the shower, if you will.
Oh, okay.
So what we're doing is transforming those memories from any darkness there, any fear there, any negativity there, any lies there. We're transforming them with this code so that they'll resonate in truth and love. Because whatever, you know, there are certain things that are blocking you from having clarity, and that's what we're looking for.
Right. Okay.
And you could always, you know, you could always go to our website, look for a coach to work with you, and they can help you even more, you know, personally than I can on the call.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
Definitely.
And you said do that twice a day.
At least twice a day. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I could do it more.
You can do it more, yeah. Rock and roll with it. Whatever you like.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to mute Beverly's line, and we're going to see who else, if there's anyone else on the call that would like to have a custom trilogy or a custom code, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to... And it looks like we don't have any new callers today, which is fine. So we're going to go ahead and end our call. We'll be back again next week. Hopefully you'll all be here. And please do let us know what we can do to improve these calls. We love to hear from you. You can write in at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. And God bless you all. Have a great week.